This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Fast food workers and union activists marched from to Seattle from SeaTac last week in the freezing cold. They called for a $15 an hour minimum wage here in Seattle. For a full-time worker, that would be $31,000 a year.
So how likely is a $15 an hour minimum wage here in Seattle? Erica C. Barnett is tracking the politics. She's news editor for Publicola. She spoke earlier with The Record's David Hyde. And Erica started by explaining where Seattle Mayor-elect Ed Murray is on the $15 an hour minimum wage.
He does support it to $15, but only for large businesses, big box businesses, the fast food companies, and that sort of thing. And he wants to do it in a sort of incremental process way, the same way that he got gay marriage accomplished in Olympia.
And what kind of pressure is he going to be getting to not support a hike all the way up to $15 an hour minimum wage? I mean, where's that pressure going to be coming from?
Well, the pressure is certainly going to come from business. It's kind of interesting, though, that Ma Dadon, the head of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, has said that she supports increasing the minimum wage. So I think that the issue is going to be not so much whether we should increase the minimum wage as much as it's going to be whether we should increase it to 15. And I can see him getting pressure from business and potentially from some city council members as well.
Yeah, it looks like business is making moves to kind of get out ahead of this one and become a part of the conversation. What are you hearing there?
I think they realize it's inevitable at this point. I mean, Obama last week was talking about increasing the minimum wage, and this is a national movement, and there's not really a whole lot they can do at this point, I think, to make the case for keeping the minimum wage at $9.19 an hour, which is what it is now, which is kind of undeniably a poverty wage.
Where's the pressure coming from to bump the minimum wage up to $15 an hour?
Well, the fast food worker movement and the SEIU in particular, which is, you know, the big organizer behind it, the healthcare workers union, is definitely organized and fired up about this issue. But and Sawant as well, I mean, is an incredibly popular figure in those circles. And I think that, you know, the national unions are pushing for it. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of union pressure, I think, for 15.
Have unions themselves been sort of surprised by the success of this thing and the way that it's taken off?
Oh, yeah. I think the unions, I mean, when I was at the rally the other night, and one of the vice president of SEIU 775 was saying, you know, we were incredibly skeptical initially that this would take off at the $15 level. We thought it was, you know, impossible. And, you know, they have hundreds of people who are willing to march all the way from SeaTac to Seattle in freezing cold weather to support this. And, you know, I think that's a really impressive sign. And I think it has surprised them.
What about the rest of the council? Where are they on the minimum wage?
Well, that's the interesting thing. The only council member who was invited to talk, the only current council member who was invited to talk at this rally, was Mike O'Brien. And he said, he had what I thought was kind of a hilarious quote. It was something like, you know, are you guys fired up to start having a conversation about how to incrementally work our way toward $15 an hour or some other level of minimum wage? I'm paraphrasing, but you know, he didn't say, I mean, even Mike O'Brien, who is definitely, you know, one of the leftier members of the city council and supports, you know, at least a $15 minimum wage, he was saying maybe 16, I think recognizes that it's going to be a negotiating process. And I think 15 is ultimately the first step in that negotiating process.
The council also has allocated $100,000 towards studying the issue, which always makes you wonder kind of what that means. But they're looking at this carefully, see what impact the $15 an hour minimum wage would have. And that report is supposedly not going to be out until June. So what does that mean in terms of the timeline here?
Well, I think what it means is that, I mean, it's going to depend on what the report says, but that would not be, I believe, too late to put something on the ballot, which Sawant has said she will do if the council doesn't come up with a $15 minimum proposal.
So if in June they come back, they say 13 or 12 is more reasonable, what are the chances we're going to see something on the ballot?
Well, which I think they might actually do. I mean, that seems to me the most likely scenario. But, you know, we could do both. I mean, it's possible that, you know, the city could increase the minimum wage to $13 an hour or $12.22 or whatever. And, you know, someone or whoever wants to lead the effort could say, that's not good enough. Let's put it on the ballot. And I think, you know, I think Seattle voters are more likely than the city council to support $15.
Have you been looking at other cities and sort of where they are when it comes to the minimum wage and how we compare?
Well, we're the highest minimum wage in the country, but I believe Washington...
For the state.
For the state, right. Yes. Washington, D.C. just increased its minimum wage, I believe, to $11.50 an hour. It's now the highest in the nation. So there's, you know, increasing precedent for higher than the $7.25 federal minimum.
And you've been looking at some of the research, too, to see kind of how it could affect both low-wage workers and the economy. What are you seeing there?
Well, the research is equivocal, of course. I mean, there's research indicating that that increasing the minimum wage by that great of a factor that fast could end up eliminating some of the very lowest level jobs. But there's also an indication that, you know, when you have more money in your pocket, you spend it, and so it actually helps the economy. So there's two sides to the coin.
For a full-time worker, a minimum wage at $15 an hour is just over $31,000 a year. There's kind of a question of whether or not that's even enough.
Well, it's not enough in Seattle. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I don't think $31,000 a year is enough to live in the city. But it could mean that, you know, you don't have to live an hour outside the city or, you know, take an hour commute on the bus every day to get to your job. It will definitely mean a higher standard of living for people who are currently making $9 an hour.
What's going to happen if it gets on the ballot? Is it going to pass or is it going to pass before getting on the ballot? What do you think is going to happen here?
I think they're going to pass a lower level at the city council. And I think it's going to potentially then go on the ballot. And if it does go on the ballot, I think it will pass.
So if that happens, then do the folks that only wanted a $12 or $13 an hour minimum wage kind of look like reactionaries at that point? Do they sort of risk, if they believe that you're right, I mean, do they kind of risk looking like righties in the context of Seattle politics?
In the context of Seattle politics, yeah. I mean, I think it could be bad for Ed Murray to, you know, if he comes out and says, well, $12 seems more reasonable and let's do it really slowly. He looks bad if the voters then turn around and go with the Sawant plan.
All right. Erica Barnett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Erica Barnett is the news editor for Publicola. She spoke with our friend and esteemed comrade, David Hyde, about the politics of raising the minimum wage in Seattle to $15 an hour. This is The Record.